Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
There's a reason why God gave us such exceedingly great and precious promises. It was because of his love for us, his unconditional, unchanging love. That's why he gave us the promises. And so we don't just put our faith in the promises. We put our faith in the love of God that has given us and guarantees these promises. That's what causes the promises to work. It's understanding the heart of God behind the promises. Understanding this heart of love. That's why the Bible says faith works by love. Faith works by love. So we have to build ourselves up in the love of God. We've got to become more conscious of the love. We've got to become more conscious of God's love. When we read the Word of God, we need to be conscious of God's love. This is God's love letter to you and I. God has written you a love letter. That's pretty nice, isn't it? Yeah, don't just look at it as a book. Look at it as God's love letter, because that's what it is. This is God's love letter. And all these promises are God's love promises to you and I, because he loves us so much. I know the word is going to come to pass in my life. I know I will see a fulfillment of the promises of God because I know his love for me. I know how much he loves me. People doubt God's love. People will exalt their self, their sin, their faults above the Father's love. You don't want to exalt your faults above the Father's love. But see, if you're weak in your understanding of the Father's love, you'll do that. You'll do that. You'll sit up and get all into yourself and say, I deserve it. I don't deserve the word. I understand. I messed up. I don't deserve the problem. You get all into yourself. And you're exalting your flaws and your faults above the Father's love for you. He loves you more than your faults. He loves you beyond your faults. While you were yet sinners, Christ came and died for the ungodly. He didn't die for the saints. He died for the ungodly. His love is greater. His love is greater than our sins. His love is greater than sickness. His love is greater than disease. His love is greater than death. His love is greater. Let's exalt his love above all these things and say, well, you know I probably deserve a whole lot of things, but thank God, God loves me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me enough to heal me and deliver me and help me and prosper me and put me over in life in spite of me. In spite of all my shortcomings and all my mess-ups, God loves me. And the more we get a hold of that, the more we will rise up and receive not only God's promises, but we'll receive God's righteousness in our life. It becomes easy to walk in the righteousness of God when you understand that this God loves you and he is with you to forgive you and to help you to live the life, to live the God kind of life, to live a holy life. Somebody say, he's helping me. Yeah, but see, folks give up on themselves and they think God only endures as long as they do. So they figure, well, he gave up on them too. But love endures. I said love endures. And love will out-endure your selfishness. He will stay in there and he'll keep loving you and he'll keep working with you and helping you even if you fall 1,000 times. If you have confidence in his love, you'll just jump right back up. You don't sit there and go, and just bemoan yourself and get into this self-pity party and just think, well, I've just messed up the 50th time. Uh-huh. What about his love? His love is greater. And when you understand his love, you jump right up and say, Lord, forgive me for that. I repent for that in the name of Jesus. Oh, devil, you're in trouble now. Because I just got forgiven. I just got washed when I asked. I just got restored. God's right here. He answered me. He forgave me that quick, that quick. How do you know he forgave you that quick? He loves me that much. I know he loves me that much. That's why I know he forgives me that quick. That's why I know he's not holding things against me. He's not holding things over me. He loves me as I am. And understanding how he loves you as you are, you will continue to grow up and go on and not remain as you are. You will go on and do better and better and better. You'll walk better and better and better because you're just going to keep getting up and repenting of that and moving forward, confident that God is with you. He's not going to give up on you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And through him, we'll get this thing. It'll all get done. It'll get accomplished. God's will, God's perfect will be accomplished in my life. And he's got a good will for our life. And so we want to see God's will fulfilled in our life, and we've been talking about how love is a fulfiller. Love is a fulfiller. And review Galatians 5:14. Galatians 5:14 declares, all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. See, there you see, love is a fulfiller. All the law, all the commandments, we can say all the promises of God, all the word of God is fulfilled in this one thing, love. Love. Romans chapter 13, verse 10 declares, love does no harm to its neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. Again, we see it. Love fulfills. But love not only fulfills the law, but love is a law. And we started to get into that last time, how love is a law. We looked at James chapter 2, and in verse 8 it declares, if you really fulfill the royal law, according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. What's the royal law? You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love. Love. Love is referred to here as the royal law. So not only does love fulfill the law, but love is a law. It's the royal law. And there are two sides to love that we need to understand. There's an affectionate side of love, and then there's the law side of love. Now, we're talking about affection. We're talking about warm feelings of fondness, passion, zeal, attachment, and emotional bond. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about affection. And yes, the love of God, God's kind of love, is affectionate. God's love is an affectionate love. It's a warm, loving feeling. It's got feelings. It's got feelings. It's got emotion. It's got passion. There's a feeling of an attachment that this love of God creates. But then there is the law side of love, which when we're talking about law, a law describes, the word law describes a systematical or mechanical statement. When we're talking about law, we're talking about something systematical or mechanical. It gives us a formula that tells us what things we'll do. The outcome of a law is predictable because it works the same way every time. So when we're talking about a law, we're talking about something that works the same way every time. It's predictable. You know what you're going to get. And I use this illustration a lot when talking about spiritual laws. You know, I talk about the natural law of gravity. I mean, it's predictable, isn't it? If I let go of this book cover, what it's going to do. We know exactly what it's going to do, don't we? I mean, everyone in this room, no, it is totally predictable. If I let go of this, you know where it's going. It is not going to stay where it is. It is not going to go up. It's not going to shoot to the left or shoot to the right. How many people know exactly where it's going to go? And you have no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it, right? If I let go, where's it going? It's going down. You know that. Why? According to what law? Law of gravity. See, you were right. It wasn't a trick question. Some of you were holding back, I could see. It works every time. You can build your life on it. It's dependable. It's constant. It's a law, the law of gravity. Love is a law. It is totally dependable. It will do everything that love does when it is worked. When you work love, love will do what love does, and it'll do it every time. It's a law. It's very mechanical, very systematic. You could depend on it. So there's an emotional side of love, and there's a mechanical side of love. We're still talking about the same love, just two different sides of the same love. It's both emotional, God's love, and mechanical. I got news for you. God is a very passionate and emotional God. Very passionate, very emotional. And that's what I love about the Old Testament, because the Old Testament really brings that out. The way he converses with his people, especially with him and Moses. I mean, God is very, very, very passionate. God has deep, deep feelings. And through the prophets, you hear him expressing his heart felt emotional pain concerning his people when they don't obey him, when they don't follow him, how it grieves him, how it wounds him, how it hurts him. And that's what we're emphasizing in our midweek service. Today, we're emphasizing the law side of God, not the emotional side, but the mechanical side. There's a feeling side to this love, but then there's also a very factual side to this love. And you got to have them both. You got to have them both, because love as a feeling without being factual is what fairy tales are made out of. Did you get that? Love that's only feeling oriented, it's all emotion, but it's not factual, it's not dependable, it's not constant, it is not consistent, it is not reliable, it is not dependable, it is not predictable. That's what fairy tales are made out of. Just feelings, just emotion. So we don't want to live a fairy tale life, right? And yet love that is only mechanical, not emotional, no passion. A lot of people do that. You know, you got these two ditches in the body of Christ. I love balance. I love preaching on balance. Because, you know, it's like a road with a ditch on one side and a ditch on the other side. You know, you got a good part of the church world sitting over here in this ditch. And they're not even trying to get out. They like the ditch. They think this is how it's supposed to be. Meanwhile, we're all going by at 100 miles an hour, but they're in the ditch over here. And they're over here in the emotional ditch. It's all emotion. It's all feeling oriented. Then you got folks over in this other ditch over here. And it's all law and mechanical and it's structure. And it's not about emotion and it's not about feeling. It's about facts. God is very factual. His love for us is very factual. You're absolutely right. Problem is you're in a ditch. You got to have them both. Got to get in the middle of the road. So if you're just over here in the emotions, you're in fairy tale land. And you're going to get off, and you're not going to go very far in the kingdom, in life. You're going to get hurt a lot. If you're just emotional, you're just operating in emotional love, you're going to get hurt a lot. You're going to get grieved a lot. You're going to get offended. You're going to get messed up. That's what happens. People have experienced a lot of disappointment, a lot of pain in their life. Deep emotional wounds. Because the love that they built their relationships on was just emotion. Just emotion. We need to have the emotion, but not just emotion. But then there's people over here, and it's just mechanical. It's just mechanical. And a love that is mechanical without feeling, that's what machines are made of. That's what machines are made of. You're not to be a machine only. Are you with me? We're not to be a machine, and we're not to be living a myth. Are we? No. We got to get both sides of love. Love is reliable, like a law. It is a law. It's as reliable as a law, as any natural law. It's reliable and it's emotional. It's solid and sentimental. And so when we have this, we'll be both. We'll be both. We'll allow both sides of love to be expressed through you and I. And that'll make us very passionate, very people that feel for other people. We feel people's pain. We feel their love. We feel love for one another. And yet at the same time, we're as solid as a rock. We're not pushed around by our feelings. We build our life on the facts of God's love. So we've got to have them both. Got to have them both. Today, we're emphasizing the law side of love. That's totally reliable, totally dependable, and totally predictable. Everybody say reliable, dependable, predictable. That's love. That's God's love. That's the kind of love that makes life work. I said that's the kind of love that makes life work. We've got to be solid. We've got to be people that are not wishy-washy and wavering and double-minded and unsure, uncertain. I know, if I confess something to God, if I confess sin to God, I know what? What do I know? What do you know? You're forgiven, right? Cleansed, washed. Why? Because he loves you. I know that about his love. I know his love is totally committed. Totally committed to me. That love isn't going anywhere. It's not changing any more than I expect to wake up and for gravity to be gone. I do not expect gravity to be gone anytime soon. I expect it to be there. I expect the sun to be there when it's supposed to be there. I expect the moon to be there when it's supposed to be there. I expect certain things in the natural. There's things you can totally expect. Have total expectation. Wake up totally confident. This is the way it's going to be. This is the way it's going to turn out. This is the way it will be in my life. I will have it. I totally, totally know it. Because what I'm believing is totally, totally dependable. It never fails. Love never fails. Say it again. Love never fails. It'll never fail you. Never. Praise God. It's ours. It's ours to walk in. It's ours to operate in. It's ours to have all the time. So, walking in love, operating in love, is something very mechanical. How do you know that you're walking in love? How do you know when you're walking in this love? How do you know when you're operating in this love? Simply do God's word. It's very mechanical. When you're doing God's word, you're operating in love. 2 John 6, it says, this is love. He tells you what love is. That we walk according to his commandments. 1 John chapter 2, verse 5 says, but whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. Some people want to walk in perfect love. Just want to be perfect in love. How can you be perfect in love? Here it says, perfect love is simply keeping your eyes on the word. Keeping the word before you. That is love. Being a doer of the word is the loveliest thing, the most selfless thing you can do for other people. Now you can walk over to somebody and you can give them a hug and you can give them a bear hug and hold them there for 10 minutes. I love you, I love you, I love you. Just give them a bear hug for 10 minutes. And that's pretty passionate, man. That's pretty intense. A lot of emotion there. But really, the most loveliest thing, the most selfless thing you can do for people is follow God's instructions. Follow God's word. Exalt God's word in your life. Because if you're doing that, then love is flowing. God, who is love, is manifesting. He's working. And the best thing you can do for your family, the best thing you can do for your fellow church members is do the word of God. Best thing you can do is be a doer of the word of God. Best thing you can do for me is be a doer of the word of God. And I know the best thing I can do for you is live according to that book. Live according to that. My living according to that book can help save your life, can help deliver you. Yeah, I'm talking about me. Living according to that book can help save and deliver your life. It can help point you in the right direction. And it's the same thing with you. If you live selfish, you live according to your own will, and you don't live according to the word of God, you can bear hug all day long. But you're leading your bear hugged partner in a wrong direction. You can bear hug them right into hell. Do the word. That's love. Are you walking in love? I'm not really sure. Are you a doer of the word? Well, sometimes. Well, that's your answer about love. How much do you love your family? Oh, I'd die for my kids. How much time you spent in the word this week? Well, I tell you, I've been really business. I know. Selfish life is a very busy life. I understand that. The self-seeking life, I understand it. Very busy life. Oh, I love my wife. I love my kids. I love my this. I love my that. How much time you spending in the word? How much of that is being kept before you? Well, then what is being kept before you? What you want to do, what you like, your will, your wants, selfishness. Selfishness is not love. You cannot walk in love and walk in selfishness. Love is very selfless. It's very sacrificial. It's very giving. It's very caring about other people. I do care. I understand you have a lot of affection. But if you're not walking according to the word or caring about the word, if the word isn't first place in your life, then nobody else is. Nobody else is getting first place. And a lot of times what people are doing for people, they do it because of how it makes them feel. It makes me feel good when I can do something for somebody. Good. Then it's all about you. It's all about you. And the problem with that is it's not a law, it's an emotion, which means it can switch with the change of weather or the change of Margaret's attitude. And so this fickle, fleshly, human, emotional only love can flip and go from, I've got to have you, I've got to marry you, to I got to get a divorce. It can flip-flop, totally undependable. You got to be built on this love that never fails. God's love is trustworthy. So, how do we activate this law of love in our life? How do we activate this law of love? Number one, keep the word in front of you. Be a doer of the word. Put everything up against the word of God. That's number one. Number two, you activate this law of love by acknowledging it, by acknowledging love. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Now, that really goes along with, doesn't it, keeping the word in front of you all the time, putting everything up against the word of God. So he said, I can't do that. Do you eat every day? How many times a day do you eat? You don't have to answer that. I can tell you don't want to. We do it. We eat all the time, don't we? But I got news for you. The word is spiritual food. Man, we're always chewing that in our brain. We're chewing it in our brain. Something comes up with the word, what does the word say about it? We're just chewing the word. We get in there, we chew on the word. We just eat that. We have an appetite. We have an appetite. Nobody has to make you eat. It's very rare that somebody has to be made to eat. People will push their way in the line to get to the food trough. I mean the buffet. Many times people will push their way in the line to get to those biscuits and that gravy. But the Bible tells us over in 1 Peter 2, it says, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. It's hunger. Hunger. Man, we have tasted and seen the Lord is good, right? I want more of that. I want to get more. I love understanding. When I get understanding about things and things clear up and I get answers and I got wisdom and I know how to get through stuff and get things done, man, that makes me hungry for more wisdom. I want to get more of that. And I want more understanding. I got to understand that this is good. I need to know this. I need to know more about what to do in life. I want to know what the word says about everything. I want wisdom for everything. Don't you? It's an appetite. So when you have that appetite, feeding is not a problem. You'll do it all the time. You'll have snacks. You'll carry snacks around with you all the time. You'll just be snacking on the word all the time. We acknowledge love, and that activates it. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. And he shall what? He shall direct your paths. Now, who is him that we're acknowledging? So we say, well, it's the Lord. It's God. It's love. God is love. So if we acknowledge love, what's going to happen? We're going to activate the law of love. And what's going to happen? When you activate the law of love by acknowledging love, love begins to direct your behavior. Love begins to direct your actions. So the moment I begin to acknowledge love, love begins to do what love does. It begins to do what love does. And love does no harm to its neighbor. Love does good all the time. How many want to see themselves do good all the time? Well, how's it going to happen? Acknowledge love. If you acknowledge love, then the law of love will kick in. And you'll find that love will be doing what love does through you every time. Every time you acknowledge it. The Amplified Bible says it this way of Proverbs 3, 6. It says, in all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him. We can say acknowledge love. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge love. And he, love, will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Talking about your path, talking about your walk. It's talking about where you're going to walk. It's even talking about how you walk. You know, how you walk down a dirt path that's got all potholes and rocks, and it's on mountainous terrain. How you walk on that is going to be different than how you walk on a paved path. So when he's talking about your path here, he's talking about where you walk and how you walk. He's talking about where you walk, how you walk. He's talking about your walk of life, your behavior in life, how you do things, what you do. That's what he's talking about here. And notice, you're not going to do it. Love's going to do it. Love is going to direct. Love is going to direct and make straight. Make you do things straight and right. Love's going to make you do it. Hallelujah. Love's going to make you do it. See, a lot of people are trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to do the right thing, but I get up and I fall down. Well, that's you. We understand that. But love doesn't get up and fall down. Love doesn't stumble around. Love does what it does every time. The same way all the time. Love is consistent. Love is a law. Love is constant. Love is predictable. That's what love is. So what we need to do is we need to acknowledge love, which activates the law of love that causes love to do what it does all the time, which is to be love, to do lovely things. Maybe we need to look at some of the lovely things love does. You want to look at that? 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm telling you, this is so liberating from a works mentality. A works mentality where you're trying to improve yourself. You're trying to be a more loving, caring person. You're trying to be a person that walks straight and stops stumbling. You're trying. Stop trying. Stop trying. If I want to go down, I don't have to try. I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to go this way. If I want to go down, I could go down that way and go down fast. I can get down there real fast. Or I can get down one step at a time. But I don't have to try to get down there. Pull myself down there. I try to go down, but I always come back up. I try to go down, but I keep coming back up. I keep struggling to get down. I want to get down there. I'd love to get down there. Well, that's ridiculous. I don't have to try to get down there. I just have to let gravity kick in. All I have to do is just step out onto the air. And I know gravity will be there. Right? I know gravity will be there. Gravity pulls me down into the place I want to be. Doesn't it? It pulls me down there. It's the same thing with love. Love will take you into that place. It will make your path straight. It'll make you walk straight. It'll make you walk right. Love will do it. And it's not a struggle for love. That's what love does. It takes you in this direction. It takes you in this God direction. It takes you in the direction of love, which is not envious, verse 4, or is patient, love suffers long, and is kind. Love suffers long, 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love suffers long. That's what love does. It's a law. It does this all the time. Whenever you activate this law of love, you will find love suffers long or is patient. And it's kind about it. It's patient and kind. Not just patient. It's patient and kind. It's nice. It's nice why it waits. It waits and it's nice why it waits. It's important to have both. You can be patient in the waiting room, but not kind in the waiting room, right? Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. It's not jealous. It's not jealous. Love does not parade itself. It's not, doesn't walk in pride. It's not all into itself. It's not puffed up or arrogant. Obnoxious. Have you ever felt obnoxious? I'll wait. Have you ever felt obnoxious? Love's not. What do you do when you feel obnoxious? What do you do when you feel obnoxious? You activate the law of love. That's what you do. You activate the law of love. How do you activate the law of love? You acknowledge it. You acknowledge love. If you acknowledge love in all your ways, love, the law of love, will kick in and will begin to straighten you up, straighten you out, and will cause you to be patient and kind and not jealous and not arrogant. Because love's never arrogant. And so love will always be kind all the time. It's not going to be arrogant. It's not going to be rude. Verse 5, does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. So it's a law that never fails, and it does these things all the time, and it'll do all these things for you and in you and through you when you tap into it, when you tap in to the law of love. How do you tap in to the law of love? Number one, keep the word of God before you. Number two, acknowledge love. Acknowledge love. That's all it takes. See, it's not a works thing. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will do what he does. He will do what he does all the time. He'll be lovely all the time. He'll be kind all the time. He'll be generous all the time. He'll do the right thing. He'll do the good thing all the time. Now you, trying to be lovely, will fail. You'll have good days. You'll have bad days. You'll have good moments. You'll have bad moments. And you just keep struggling. Then you'll go listen to a song on a Christian radio station that sings something like, "Saints are just sinners that fall down and get back up again." And you'll sing that, and you'll believe that that's true about yourself, that we're saints, which are sinners, that just fall down and get back up again. Fall down and get, and we'll put a bumper sticker on our car that says, "Christians aren't perfect. We're far from perfect. We fail a lot. We fall a lot. We're stupid a lot. Don't blame me if I cut you off. I'm having a bad day, possibly. It's been 2 days since I've been in church. Back off." Right? We put the bumper sticker on our car. And life is up and down. Our Christianity is up and down. Because we're not tapping into the law of love. We're over here trying to imitate love. We're trying to mimic it rather than just yielding to it, tapping into it. We tap into it, or we cause it to work on our behalf by very simply, it's very simple. It's so simple, people trip over it and fall and fail. It's so simple. What is it? Acknowledge love in all your ways. Acknowledge love. So you say, what does that mean? Well, number one, love is patient. Say it.
Patient.
All right. So are you always patient? You don't have to answer that. I already know. You'll be inconsistently patient. Love is consistently patient all the time. All right? So I need that. I need this law of love. So I need to depend on the law of love, which is God, and not just depend on me trying to be patient and trying to do the godly thing. So how do I tap into, how do I activate the law of love? I acknowledge it. I acknowledge it in my life. So when I'm feeling feelings of impatience, what do? I acknowledge that love is patient. Love is patient. See, I don't need to be patient. Love is patient. I don't need to be patient. Love is patient. What do I need to do? I need to acknowledge love. I need to let love be love in my life. And if I'll acknowledge love in all my ways, then love will be love in my life. Love will direct my path. Love will affect my behavior. Love will do it. And love's patient all the time. So I'm in a situation, I'm tempted to act impatient. I'm feeling feelings of impatience. So what do? I acknowledge love, and I'll say something like, love is patient. Is that too easy? It's so easy, people miss it. Love is patient. But you need to say it. You need to acknowledge it. You need to acknowledge the presence of love, and you need to speak it. Speak it out. Acknowledge it in your life. Recognize that love is here. Love is present. First of all, you need to know love, right? Because that's what he said in the Amplified. He says, in all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge him. Know, recognize, acknowledge love. So know what love is. Love is patient. Now you know that. Love is patient. You recognize that. You recognize, which means you're able to differentiate between impatience and patience, right? You recognize I'm feeling impatient. I'm feeling impatient, but love is patient. So I recognize that. Now I acknowledge that. Love is patient. Love is patient. See, instead of you trying to be patient, just acknowledge love is patient. If you'll declare love is patient, watch what happens to you. Watch what happens to your emotions. Watch what happens to your soul. Watch what happens to every part of your being. Love is patient. Why? Because love will kick in. The law of love, which is patient, will kick in. Are you following me? I'm telling you, this is awesome. Awesome revelation. Total freedom from dead works and trying to make ourselves better people. I'm trying to be patient. Well, you will do it sometimes, and at other times you'll fail because you're hit and miss. But love, the God love, hits it every time because that's what it is. It's patient every time. So what do I need to do? Try to be patient? No. Let love that is patient be patient in my life by me simply acknowledging love is patient. You've just took yourself out of the picture and replaced yourself with love. The moment you do that, the moment you acknowledge love and say love is patient, you just removed yourself from the picture and now love has taken over. Love is directing the path. Love is guiding what you say. Love is guiding what you do. Love has just kicked in. God has just kicked in to your situation. This is what the Apostle Paul meant when he said, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. It's Christ. And he's a law. The Bible talks about the law of Christ. He's a law because he's love. So when you acknowledge love is patient, what happens? You just took yourself out of this situation. Rather than saying, I'm trying to be patient. Oh, God, help me to be later, God. You ever had that? Lord, help me to be patient. Why didn't you help me? I lost it, and I asked you to help me. Because he's not wanting to help you be patient. He's just wanting you to turn it over to the law of love, which is patient all the time. And how do you do it? Acknowledge it. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge love, and he directs. He guides. He causes it to happen. Are we stumbling over this, or are we getting this? Is it too easy that it's profoundly too deep? It's funny how that is. It's so easy, but to the carnal mind, it's like, this is so profound. This is so deep. I'm trying to get what he's saying. You're trying too hard. Relax. It's easy. Trust me. Right? Feel like, this is so deep. No, it's not. Your head is all. You're trying again. You're over here in the works mode. I'm trying to figure this out. These mysteries that he's speaking. It's really this easy. You're feeling unlovely. Stop trying to be loving. Say, okay, God, help me to act right. Help me to act. No, that's the wrong prayer. You don't even have to pray. You don't even have to pray. I don't have to pray. God, let gravity bring me down here. I want to get down these stairs. God, let gravity bring me down off this platform. You don't have to do that. That's ridiculous. God's going to look and go, gravity's there. Just step out into it. Just use it. Just use it. Stop praying about it. People are praying about all kinds of stuff, and heaven's looking like, what's wrong with these people? Help me, Jesus. Love is right there. He doesn't want you to pray. He doesn't want you to pray about these things. He wants you to believe. He wants you to believe that he is who he is. That he does what he says he does. And all you need to do is acknowledge it. And when you acknowledge it, who he is and what he does kicks in on your behalf and begins to operate through your life. It begins to work in your life. In this case, we're talking about the characteristics of love. Love will kick in as a law every time you simply acknowledge it. Believe it. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. Declare it. Say something. Whatever it is you're looking for. You say, you're looking at somebody and you're feeling envious. You're feeling mad. You're feeling jealous. You're like, I should have that. They shouldn't have that. She thinks she's something. Love just says, when you feel that, you just acknowledge love and say, love's not envious. How many people can do that? I challenge you to do it. Love's not envious. You just acknowledged it. What did you just do? You pulled you and your feelings out of the way and put love in front of you. You replaced you and your feelings with the law of love. That's what causes it to work on your behalf. This is what allows God to be God in and through our life. Acknowledge, believe, and speak it. That's what faith does, right? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. That's what we do. It's acknowledging. I'm believing what? I'm believing the word. I'm believing love. I'm believing love, and I'm speaking what love does, how love is, and what happens. Love is released. The law of love begins to work on our behalf. And now all of a sudden, there's this supernatural patience. There's this supernatural peace. It's like all the envy, where'd that go? It's like I have no envy. I have no jealousy. All this frustration has left me. I'm not rude. I'm kind. You know, when you're driving in traffic, it's heavy traffic, and you want to get somewhere, what do you need to do? Get out of my way. God, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me to keep the right attitude, Lord. What do we do at that point? Love is patient, love is kind. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is patient, love is kind. What happens the moment you do that? Love, the law of love, takes the place of what you're feeling. It takes the place of what you're feeling and begins to do what it always does all the time. Acts kind, is rude, is not rude. It's not rude. It's not provoked. Thinks no evil. When you're thinking evil, what do you need to do? Love doesn't think evil. You just acknowledged it. What happened when you acknowledged it? You activated it. You activated the law. And the law works every time. Man, what a rest. What a rest. What a peaceful, restful life. And that is the life of faith. That's the life that you and I are supposed to be living. Believing, acknowledging who he is in every situation, and he will be who he says he is in every situation without fail, every time. So it's not about you being improved. It's just about God, his laws being elevated in your life and put in front of you. You can kind of say it's not about you being improved, it's about you being removed. Right? It's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. It's not about you being improved. I'm trying to improve myself. No, it's about you being removed. Remove thyself. How do I remove myself? Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. See, a lot of times the Lord and love, that's behind us. And we're like, Lord, help me to act right in this situation. Help me to do the right thing in this situation. Jesus, I need patience in this situation. I know you're back there. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. No, forget about that. What we need to do is say, I'm not feeling patient, but love is patient. Love is kind. And just pull love right up here in the front. Brother Robert, you come here for a minute. I'd like to invite love to the platform. I can't think of a better person. Come here, love. You're behind me. All right? So it's like, love, I need your help. Love, give me some patience. Love, give me some kindness. Love, give me some strength. Love, help me in this situation. Help me to believe good. It's my mind, love. Help me with my mind. Help me with my mind. Help me. Stop that and say, man, my mind is really going. I've got some thoughts. Love thinks no evil. Love thinks no evil. And now love's not thinking evil right here, right? Because that's what love does. Love never thinks evil. So I'm just going to stay behind love. And I'm just going to let love live through me. Just let love do the living. It's no longer I. It's love. It's love. Right? And then we start feeling things again. And then we go back into the religious mode. Say, God, help me. I've asked you to help me. I need some help here. I need patience. And we push him to the back burner again. And then we're out here struggling, asking God to help us with our struggles. Stop asking God to help you with struggle and just begin to acknowledge there's no struggle in God. There's no struggle in God. There's no sin in God. There's no unrighteousness in God. God's not unrighteous. God's righteous. God is holy. God is love. God is patient. God is kind. God is good. And that keeps God out here. Directing. He's directing. He's driving the car. And I'm in the back seat. Isn't that nice? I like it. My kids fight over who sits in the front seat. But you know, people, they get limousines. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate you. People get limousines so they can sit in the back. I want to stay in the back with extra tinted glass. You understand? So all the people see is they see the kingdom vehicle and they see Jesus in the driver's seat. And I'm just sitting back here saying, Jesus, you got the wheel. You got the wheel. And I'm just sitting there reaching in and having some soda water and lime. That's always nice. I'm just back there enjoying the music, praising, worshiping God. Jesus is driving the car. Are you following this? Don't stumble over this. It's so easy. People stumble over it. Acknowledge. Acknowledge love. Know it, recognize it, and acknowledge it. Know it, recognize it, acknowledge it in all your ways. And what's going to happen? It's going to be activated. Love's going to be activated on your behalf, and it'll do what it does every time. Every time. You can count on it. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank God. Let's stand on our feet. Let's thank the Lord.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.